Bears are becoming more active, which means more reminders to be bear aware. Coming up next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman, I'm Ray Hageman. Warmer weather means increased bear activity, and the Wyoming Game and Fish Department is urging outdoor recreationists and homeowners to take preventative measures to avoid conflicts with bears. If you live or are out and about in bear country, Game and Fish strongly urges you to secure all potential bear attractants, properly store garbage, pet and livestock feed, and birdseed. Barbecue grills should be cleaned and stored inside a garage or shed whenever feasible. These types of actions can help prevent bears from being drawn to residential areas and campsites. Visit the Game and Fish website to learn more about securing attractants. Game and Fish is committed to minimizing human carnivore conflicts and requests that the public promptly report any bear conflicts or sightings of bears in residential areas to their local Game and Fish office. Timely reporting of bear conflicts and sightings in residential areas is invaluable to efforts to minimize human carnivore interactions. It allows Game and Fish to proactively address potential issues and ensure the safety of both the public and bears. If recreating, be aware of surprise encounters. Carry bear spray and be alert. Hike in groups, make noise, and learn to identify signs of bear activity, including tracks, scat, and diggings. Steer clear of areas with carcasses or scavenging birds. Bears may stay near a carcass to defend it. Commercially available, EPA-approved bear spray is an effective deterrent if confronted by a bear. More information on how to react during an encounter with a bear is available on the Game and Fish website. Appreciating the sight of a grizzly or a black bear comes with the responsibility of following ethical wildlife viewing and photography practices as well as traffic regulations. So ensure your safety and that of bears by practicing ethical viewing. Follow traffic laws, maintain a 100-yard distance from bears and wolves, avoid disturbing them, and never feed wildlife or allow access to food. Game and Fish asks that the public not contribute to bears becoming habituated to human presence, as your actions could result in the bears being needlessly injured or killed, as other bears have. Approaching or blocking bears can lead to dangerous conflicts and habituate them to humans in traffic, thereby increasing the risk of vehicle strikes and other dangerous encounters. Thanks for listening to the Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. I'm Ray Hageman. We'll be right back.